Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow, man. I got that notification yesterday from TMZ. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they get the stories before anyone else, because they got the Kobe one. They got the Michael Jackson died one. They always get them.
You know the one channel that was running it yesterday? I saw it on the TV. It was in the gym. It was Fox News. It was the only one that was covering it. And I was like, what? Tiger Woods? And I saw his car just rolled over on its side. It was on like the driver's side, because he went over like the side of a cliff in like this SUV looking vehicle, and they had to pull him out with the jaws of life.
They said it was a really dangerous spot where he wrecked. There's actually a runaway ramp over there because of the spot he was at. But he was driving a 2021 Genesis GV80. I don't even know what the hell that is.
They were hosting the golf.
Is that a rich people car? What is that?
It's like a Hyundai. It's like a Hyundai, but it's a fancy version of a Hyundai.
Is it expensive?
Hyundai Genesis. Well, you can get into one for like 50 grand.
Okay, so it's expensive. Yes. That's insane.
Yes.
50 grand. That's a really
loaded ones are like
car.
Yeah, 90 grand. They were sponsoring the golf tour out there.
This is perspective. I said, is it expensive? You go, it's like 50 grand. Yes.
Yes.
That's a really expensive
car.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, it's a 50 grand.
That's crazy.
It's an expensive car.
But anyway, he got into this accident, flipped over. He was not pulled out by the jaws of life, because when these stories come out, you get so many different reports.
Yeah.
That was not true. But he was in the hospital having surgery on his legs. Now, the whole thing that's crazy about this is he just got done with, like, shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
So he just went through all these surgeries to get back. And then he now is going to be in... I can't imagine how long he's going to be rehabilitating if he's got these leg injuries.
He's been through so many injuries. He won a whole tournament with, like, a bum knee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was, well, like, when he was 19 years old. He played on a hurt knee.
We need to know what happened, though, before the accident, because it was, like, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
He was pulling out of some, like, hotel near this golf thing he was doing. And they said he seemed really agitated. The people around him, this is everything I read, that he seemed agitated, irritated, and finally sped off at a really high speed, because it turns out there was some big network filming a reality show or something.
He was playing golf with Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was there.
Yes, okay, so those are the people that saw him speed off and be all agitated.
Yeah.
And so so he was angry, he was speeding, and then this happened. But what happened?
I don't know.
You know?
Questions.
Is this going to be like when, you know, Elon came out with the golf club?
Was there a woman chasing him with a golf club?
And we found out days later we didn't know the whole story at first.
You know what? I thought the first thing when I saw it too was, are we going to lose another star athlete?
That
we lost Kobe last year in 2020. Tiger Woods, love him or hate him for his actions, he arguably has changed the face of golf.
Yes, golf, he's a superstar. Personal life, he sucks, but that's a side note.
Right, but he's an amazing golfer. Amazing.
I thought the same thing. If we had lost Kobe last year and Tiger this year, that's a lot.
Yeah. Woo. So he's
going to be okay.
Going to be all right, yeah.
Well, I just don't. We'll see what happens with these leg injuries.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Hey, Allie.
Yes.
Are there shows that you like have watched religiously since the inception of it? You've watched like the first episode all the way through, and you know it like the back of your hand.
For sure.
That's what I want to talk about right now.
What?
Is which show it is for you at 414-799-1037. Because I realized again
there's
last night.
A lot
night,
of shows I've done that with.
But mine, like, really is This Is Us. I know you make fun of me so much for this show.
Yeah.
But.
Well, because it's all you talk about, like, we know them. And I'm like, I got it, dude.
But some people that enjoy, they're into a show like that much, mm-hmm. they'll talk to you like you know the show.
Yeah.
I've had friends that are fans of Breaking Bad that mm-hmm. watched it religiously, mm-hmm. and they'll talk to me about the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've never seen an episode of it. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
you
get
don't
that
care.
It was a cultural thing, but it wasn't my cup of tea for whatever reason.
Cultural thing? How about just a good show? I never watched it though.
You never watched Breaking Bad
no,
either?
I've no, I've never seen it. I never watched it. And then it was a spinoff, wasn't it?
There was another one called Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Where like
right.
one of the guys did a spinoff show of it.
Yeah.
And that
okay.
became big as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many shows I've watched from the inception. You want scripted or reality?
It's both count. They both count. So if it's like a Real Housewives, that's fine too.
Yeah.
But literally with This Is Us, I've watched it from the beginning mm-hmm. to a point where they bring up little Easter egg things and mm-hmm. episodes. And I'm like, oh, that's from that one episode back then. And I have to inform this to my wife. She's like, oh, I forgot about that. And I'm like, see, that's why I pay attention.
That's good. You like it.
I love it.
I mean, Shameless is one of my favorite shows. And my sister would call me and be like, have you watched season 8, episode 4 yet? Like if we weren't on the same, same timeline, she would get so mad at me because I wasn't caught up. And she'd
that
be like,
too.
We need to discuss. So that's, I get that. You know,
that is the worst when you're watching a show with someone
and
you get ahead.
To-
like I'll watch a show with my wife. I'll fall asleep. Sleep,
yeah,
and then I'll have to catch up, and she's mm-hmm. like 5 episodes ahead of me. She's done that mm-hmm. before, so mm-hmm. I was wondering what the show is that you are just obsessed with. You watched from the beginning.
I
and
don't
you
know
won't...
anything. I'm as obsessed with as you are. This
I know.
Is us right now. I don't. I like a lot of shows, but I can't think of one that I talk about as much as you talk about This Is Us.
You have to remember that it's like in the thick of the season right now, and it's just happened last
yeah,
night,
let
so
me
it's
try
fresh.
To justify why?
Well, You're I'm not
like,
going to talk
no,
about
just, Allie. It's in the thick of the season right now.
Well, I'm not going to talk about to you about This Is Us in July. When it's not
yes,
during This
are.
Is Us time.
That's a lie.
Maybe
yes,
I will.
Yes, you are.
Maybe
That's
I will.
That's my point.
It'll be like that one time when Jack and the family was, 414-799-1037. It's that one show that you were obsessed with.
Yes.
And you won't stop bragging to other
you
people about it.
You know every character.
Yes.
You want to discuss everything.
And everybody goes, uh-huh. I'll just nod your head with you. It's Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. You missed it last night. The Big Three was such a good episode of This Is
Dude,
Us.
I was
I'm
watching
obsessed.
Outdaughtered, which I'm pissed about on TLC, and I'm going to go off later about that, okay?
You're watching what?
Outdaughtered.
Outdaughtered?
About a couple that has quintuplets. It's a reality show on TLC. It pissed me off what they did last night,
oh.
and I'll go off about it later.
I'm glad
the
you brought up...
The privilege!
I'm glad you brought up multiples, because they had multiples on last night's episode of This Is Us.
I'm...
What? There was triplets with Jack and Rebecca? They had their triplets.
People
Kevin
are texting
had his twins.
In, though. No, I don't care, Riggs. People are texting into 414-799-1037. Saying some of the shows they have always watched from the beginning. Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Of course. The
Lots
Walking
of
Dead.
I'm amazed those are still on. Both
I
of
am
them.
Too.
Grey's Anatomy and The Walking Dead.
Dude, I loved Grey's Anatomy back in
yeah.
the day, but then we got 9 million shows in Netflix and I fell out of it, you know?
One of my friends tweeted, do I still have to pretend to like The Walking Dead? Because they feel like they have to.
Why?
They're just invested in the show. Mm. Some of these people get so deep into it.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
with it
totally.
No matter what.
Stephanie's on the phone this morning.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
What are your shows, girl?
Well, my two shows that I'm, like, completely obsessed with mm-hmm. is Wentworth and The Blacklist, and they're both on Netflix.
Yes.
But if I had to say the one that I was, like, really drawn into, I got, like, so emotional, so attached, was Wentworth for sure.
That's a good show. I've seen Wentworth.
Isn't that like Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, it's
similar?
A prison show
yeah.
with women, but they're, are they Australian
British
or something?
South
I can't
African.
Remember.
Yeah, it's like more dramatic yeah. than Orange is the New Black. It's like,
it is.
It's just like really intense.
It's deep.
Yeah.
It's very intense is a good word, but it's a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And The Blacklist, of course, is your other one, which I've never seen that.
Right.
Yeah, my favorite character on Wentworth was Bee, the redhead. I was so just crushed when she died.
She sounds like you.
See?
She's
you're
talking
like me
about
with This
details
Is Us.
Of the show, and you don't know what she's talking about.
No.
This is how I
but
feel
you're
when
obsessed.
You talk about This Is Us.
See? And this is how I feel when you talk about the Kardashians.
I barely talk about the Kardashians anymore.
Or whatever the
Come
show
on,
you talked about.
Think of something else, Riggs. What
Married
else
at First Sight.
Oh, I love Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
That's some good stuff, boy. These people are kooks.
Stephanie, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Appreciate you listening. You can also text at 414-799-1037. Somebody else texted in, "This Is Us" is the bleep. And then somebody else said, "Please don't ruin This Is Us," because those of us who haven't watched it from last night, I won't.
The fact that you watch it live should be the real topic. I mean, who are you? Who watches stuff live anymore?
Me.
That's wild.
And I get like anxiety if it's like past 8 o'clock. I usually wait till like 8:15 so I can fast forward through the commercials. But I'm a little obsessive. Yes. It's my thing.
That's your show.
Obsessed much. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. American Family Field may feel a little bit like Lambeau Field, at least in the beginning. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Your chance at an iPad at 7:05 this morning. We'll get to the Kiss keyword, all right? So the Brewers are submitting their plan to have fans in the stands. They want to have 35% capacity, which would be about 16,000 people spread out throughout Miller Park. They've got, obviously, a pretty legit safety plan in place. They've got the health inspectors coming through for a walkthrough on Friday.
Yeah.
But one thing that the Brewers owner said is that they might be keeping the roof open and the panels open even when it's colder. Because normally when it's chilly out,
I'm okay with that.
They would close the roof and the windows so it was at least, you know, moderately warm in there. Unless you're up in the top. I know.
We can take it. We're Wisconsin, baby.
Here's the thing. If you've been to Lambeau Field, you usually have to layer up going there.
So what's the problem
with layering up to go to a Brewers game? Who cares?
I love your on this, and you're right. I look like the Christmas Story kid when I go to Lambeau in the winter.
Right?
I would do that for, why not? What's the difference? You're right.
Throw on a couple extra layers, put your Brewers jersey over the top of your coat and go to the game.
If having an outdoor setting, which is essentially what they're trying to achieve, lets you have more people, then I'll put on 7 layers and
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. Because the
Like I would go to a patio when it's chilly. Yeah.
April 1st is opening day. Normal forecasted temperature is around 48 degrees or so. Yeah. Granted, there's been some days on opening day when it's like 65.
I have memories of opening day where I was in a sweatshirt just fine. Uh-huh. I have memories of opening day in a winter coat.
Yeah.
And I have memories of opening day in a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I can picture them all.
I have opening day memories of an umbrella and me drenched in rain because I'm outside and it sucks. But you do it for the Brewers, right?
I miss those days. I remember going to opening day and being like, ooh, there's a boy here I like. Back in the day, where is he? There's only 40,000 people.
We're going to flirt in the parking lot until the sixth inning and then get kicked into the stadium. Because that can happen. That can happen. It can.
Funny.
So, yes, we'll know about the Brewers soon enough. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so let's talk about Tiger Woods for just a minute. When I got that notification that he had been in a car accident and they said just extracted from the jaws of life. We found out later that was not true.
Yeah.
But he was in a serious car accident. I was like, no, I can't do this again. We did this with Kobe. We cannot take another crazy celebrity death right now.
Yeah, the car rolled over on its side. They had to pull him out by the windshield because the windshield is completely removed from the car now, you can tell. Mm-hmm. Like they had to get him out somehow.
Well, I don't want to upset you this morning, but a doctor this morning, because his foundation released a statement saying he's awake, he's okay. But
recovering.
Yes, but now they're saying it might be quite a recovery. He suffered multiple fractures to his leg bones, including fractures. I'm going to puke. Protruding through the skin.
He was recovering from a back surgery as well.
Oh, I thought it was shoulder. It's back? It's
shoulder or back something. That guy's been through a lot. He's had a lot of surgeries.
I'm not even trying to go backwards, but I'm going to. Isn't that how he got addicted to the opioids?
That was the start of it, yeah.
I watched the
Tiger documentary on HBO Max. Super good if you haven't seen it before.
I got to watch it.
It's two episodes. Two completely different parts of Tiger's life. There's like the rise of Tiger. And then when everything happened with Rachel Yucatel and then everything afterwards.
Yeah.
And like how we kind of spun and spiraled out of control. He just had it's a crazy life. But
I'm trying not to be weirded out by this story because they said he truly might not get back that mobility he had before. They're saying that. A doctor said that this morning, which could affect the way he plays. Yeah. So he's going to have a hell of a recovery.
Yeah. I was watching the video. All they can see is they have surveillance video of him driving like around the bend before he gets in the accident.
Okay.
And he doesn't look to be going any faster than normal. Because a car drives by in front of him for perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then he follows that car probably, I don't know, it's pretty far behind it, but you can tell he's not going like swerving. He doesn't seem to be speeding at all.
Witnesses said he looked agitated when he left the hotel at 7 a.m. Yeah. and he sped off. And then you're saying it looked like he was going normal. He was obviously pissed about something, or they said impatient may have been a better word. But there was a doctor this morning on the Today Show talking about what they did to avoid amputation, Riggs. Like, I'm trying to explain to you, this is no joke. Like, will he be back or not? Yeah. I don't know.
He may not be.
At least
that's crazy.
It'll be crazy to
see. At least he's still here, though. Still around.
Oh, God. Thank God.
We still have Tiger Woods, right?
He's still got children.
Yeah, he does.
You know?
Tiger Woods at least doing well as of now.
Alive
as well
and
as he could be.
In the hospital and awake as well as you could be. That's right.
As well as you could
be.
Ruined?
Yeah, it was everything I wanted, just like Billie Eilish said. Everything I wanted mouth.
And now you're traumatized and you can't eat it in your mouth.
Why
put it in your mouth anymore.
I hate it when stuff like this happens, Riggs, when you're just enjoying a daily food, which is what I did. And people, I'm sure, have gone through this. One of the things I eat a lot of on keto is hard-boiled eggs. Well, I eat a lot of eggs, period.
Yeah, you do.
Because it's, you know, carb-free. Love it. So in the morning, I at the store, whichever grocery store I'm at, because they all have them now, have hard-boiled eggs in a package. You don't have to even make them at home.
Yeah, they've already been shelled.
Yeah, they're not even expensive, right? So I just buy them in the package, whatever store I'm at, and I get hard-boiled eggs that have been peeled and I can throw them in my mouth at work when I'm on and need a quick yummy.
Quick Trip has like them in a little twofer, a little cup of two hard-boiled eggs. It's fun
I've
to grab
those.
Them on the go. I'm like,
same
cool,
thing.
Two eggs, good.
Same
love
kind
it.
Of idea. Love it, too. It's a good snack if you're
it
trying
is.
To just not have any carbs
yeah,
that day.
Yeah, some good protein.
Whatever. Good protein.
Yeah.
So I eat them all the time at work.
Yeah.
And the other day, I opened the package out of the fridge.
You got a bad egg?
And no, the egg wasn't bad, Riggs. The egg was fine.
Okay.
There was a freaking shell in my mouth.
Ooh.
And it ruined me eating hard-boiled eggs now for a while. Like, you know how you pull out the shell?
The little crunch?
The crunch. And it's a pre-packaged hard-boiled egg that's supposed to be peeled.
And it's not going to hurt you, but still, it's just gross.
I'm going to be fine. Yeah. But now that I've heard that crunch in my teeth and had to pull out the little bit of shell that made it into the package, I can't do it. You know how many days? Hold on. The fridge is in. I'm in a different studio than Riggs. We can see each other. But the package is in the fridge over here.
Was it Eggland's Best? What's the brand of eggs that you get? Is it normally the Eggland's Best? Because they really do have the best eggs.
Well, I actually don't want to say a brand because I buy so many different ones. And I've bought this brand 1,000 times and never had a shell in it. So I don't want to rip on a certain brand.
But again, it probably.
I got a bad package with a shell in it.
They probably can't guarantee no shell. I'm sure some of it is bound to slip. By every once in a while because they probably use a machine to de-shell all those eggs.
So
I don't think it's a human doing it.
Eggs boiled and ready to eat.
Yeah.
Expire on March 17th, but I'm ready to throw them out.
Did they have anything on there that says caution may contain shell? Anything on there?
That's a good, probably not. It says keep refrigerated.
Because it may have happened before. They should have a warning on there because I'm sure Nicole in North Carolina one time ate it or her child choked out an egg because there was a shell in it. Now they have to have a warning on the label.
I don't know. I don't see any warnings on the label. It does say eat within 7 days of opening and I'm not eating. These are going in the trash because I cannot eat another egg out of this package because I got a shell in my mouth and now I've, a food I need. I like has been ruined.
You can call or text, by the way, 414-799-1037. I had a meal once ruined for me as well.
What happened?
Something that I love. But it wasn't something I eat all the time. It's something that I only treat myself to every once in a while. And that dish is shrimp pad thai that I got at one of my favorite sushi restaurants.
And what happened?
And that just so happened this one day that I got the shrimp pad thai.
Oh, no.
As it was delivered to our table, I look on top of it. And they have like, it's almost like a shaved something on top of it where it looks like it might be a hair, but it's not normally because there's like little pieces of noodle in there.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was a hair, but I was like, no, that's not a hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a piece of the food.
Yeah.
So I start eating it and then I pull out of my mouth a very long hair.
Oh, God.
I go, that was a hair. And it was ruined for me. So I can't eat it anymore. We've gone back to the restaurant, but I have not ordered that specific dish. Won't do it. Can't do it. It's been ruined for me.
Am I ever going to be able to eat hard-boiled eggs again?
Am I ever going to be able to eat shrimp pad thai again? I don't know.
Somebody texted in while we're talking. You can call or text to 414-799-1037.
I don't know.
Somebody texted in. This is a great one. I used to love hot chocolate. The best. I drank it once, though, and threw up in the middle of the night in third grade, and I've never had it since. Because once you throw throw up something nasty.
Like, oh, I did that with tapioca pudding when I was in elementary school. Nope.
I did that with
grosses me out.
I did that with whiskey. And that's a true reason why I can no longer drink whiskey. But mine was self-brought on.
Yeah, self-induced.
She was in third grade and had just wanted some hot chocolate.
414-799-1037. What was a food experience that was ruined for you? Maybe your favorite food that you can never eat again. We're stuck. No more hard-boiled eggs. No more shrimp pad thai.
Now.
No more tapioca pudding.
Maybe I'll get back together with them, but right now it's a breakup, man.
Right? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie talking about food that's just been ruined for you because of one little experience, like Allie with your eggs. Go ahead.
I have these hard-boiled eggs I love to eat. Yep. Keto-friendly as hell. Eggs are great because you got no carbs, and I took one bite of a hard-boiled egg, a prepackaged, and there was a little bit of shell, just enough to traumatize me and never make me want to eat a hard-boiled egg for the next 6 months. And somebody else texted in and said that her husband put, they had hard-boiled eggs in the microwave, and then he took it out. Where is this text right now? We get so many texts. When he bit the egg, it exploded in his mouth.
What?
He won't be eating hard-boiled eggs anytime soon. I just wanted to point this text out for one reason. For some reason on this hard-boiled egg bag, it says in all caps, do not microwave. What happens when you microwave a hard-boiled egg?
Like, I don't know.
Now I need to know.
I have questions now. I wouldn't microwave the package. Is that what they mean? But they mean the actual egg. I don't know. I don't know why you would microwave a hard-boiled egg.
Right. So that was just a side note. But anyway.
414-799-1037.
We have Justin in West Allis on one.
Good morning, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So there's a food that's been destroyed or ruined for you. What is it?
Yeah. Okay. So I am like Allie, and I was on the whole keto kick for a while.
Yeah.
And I would get these microwavable, like, low-carb lunches.
Yeah.
That would work with me. I'm not going to say the brand because they're well-known.
Okay.
There is a chili that I would eat, oh, my God, maybe like 3 or 4 times a week.
Uh-huh.
And the last time that I had it, there was a piece of bone that was in ground beef.
Oh!
And that just completely ruined it for me.
Oh, yeah, man. You can never eat that again.
No.
Right. And then I'm like, okay, maybe I'll try their lasagna. Literally the same thing happened with the ground beef and the lasagna.
What?
I'm done eating any of the meat in this frozen frozen meal that they have.
Damn.
That's how one of my friends became a vegetarian.
Was what? Something happened with a frozen meal?
Yeah, he bit into something and it had like a bone in it. And he was like, oh, I can't do it anymore. He stopped. He swore off meat forever after that.
I was with a guy for a while who couldn't eat anything on a bone.
Okay.
Like a guy I dated. He was like, I cannot eat any meat on the bone. Apparently, that's a thing for people.
It's pretty barbaric when you think about it. You're eating flesh off of a bone.
They don't want it with the bone.
Right.
Whereas I'm like, give me a pork chop with a big old bone.
Yeah,
give
me too.
A steak with a big old bone.
I'm
going
to go to the state fair and walk around like a meat lollipop. Please.
I will carry a turkey leg with the bone in my hand.
Damn right. Hey, dude, thanks for calling this morning.
Thanks, Justin.
Taylor's on the phone this morning. Okay. Hey, Taylor. So what's a food that you can't eat anymore because of an experience? What happened?
So it is... I don't know if you guys have ever seen it in the store, but it's taco dip, like the pre-made taco dip at the deli.
I have seen pre-made taco dip before, yeah. It's usually delicious, yeah.
Yeah, so my mom and I, we had it, like, that used to be our tradition. We'd get it, like, every couple months. It'd be, like, a little special thing or whatever. I was about 16, and I had my first serious boyfriend.
Oh.
I ended up throwing up from it, and she asked me if I was pregnant. Because she was perfectly fine, and I threw up from it. And we both
so,
did it.
So now you can never eat taco dip because it reminds you of that one time your mom thought you were pregnant?
Well, not only that, but like now I think about throwing that up. It is one of the grossest things
that's
ever.
Right.
I'm not going to lie.
It is true.
Throwing up something nasty will make you never want it again.
Yes.
That's right.
That's for me, that's it's true. Smirnoff Ice, by the way. Disgusting.
Well, for me, it's whiskey. Have
there
a great day.
Funny for you, I was chasing shots of whiskey with Smirnoff Ice, and that's why I threw up. We're not very smart when we're younger.
Oh,
thanks
man.
For calling. Appreciate
thanks,
listening, Taylor.
Natasha's in Sheboygan today.
Hey, Natasha, what's a food that's been ruined for you now? What happened?
Oh, my gosh. Chili.
Chili?
I had gone to a restaurant, absolutely.
Okay.
I had gone to a restaurant, my favorite chili, easy to get.
Yeah.
And I bit in, and there was just chunks of hamburger patty.
Ooh, like raw?
Of, like, the ground beef.
Was it raw?
No, it was, no, it was just, like, torn apart. So
oh.
It wasn't like ground hamburger, like how it's supposed to be. It was like
somebody accidentally made a burger, chopped it up, and put it in your chili.
No, apparently that's how it's made there.
Oh God!
Oh, really?
I think I know what you're talking about too.
That's how it's made there.
Yeah, I did not realize that, but that's how they make it.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh, I can't eat that anymore.
You swore off the chili. Make it at home now. Yep. Make it yourself.
That's right.
I love my chili. It was just easier this way.
Right. Never
so
again, though.
Chili got ruined for me.
Thanks
chili
for calling.
So good.
Appreciate you listening this morning.
Cassie's an Economowoc today.
Good morning, Cassie. What's the food that was ruined for you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I used to love sweet and sour chicken, you know, from the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
It was like my favorite thing to order. And a couple of years ago, I was eating my sweet and sour chicken, and it bit down on something hard, and I spit it out, and it was a staple.
Oh, dude!
A staple! Cassie! Oh, my God!
A
my
staple.
Stomach hurts!
I'm speechless. A staple. So what did you do after this? Did you take it back? What happened?
I love that she's cracking up now about this.
Yeah.
This is hysterical.
In the moment, she was horrified.
Oh, I was horrified.
Yeah.
I was so disgusted. I couldn't eat. I couldn't even look at chicken, actually, for a while. My husband called and told them, and they didn't. All they said was, we can give you a refund.
Oh.
A refund?
Have you eaten sweet and sour chicken since then, or are you done with it? You swore it off.
Okay, so not from that restaurant, but a different one.
Okay, so you switched locations.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. for some time.
But I have to laugh about it now.
Yeah, you do
well,
now.
How can you not? You got a freaking staple in your food.
Order it.
A good one at that.
Order it next time. Can you hold the staples this time? I don't want staples, please.
How does a staple end up in food?
I don't know. They were stapling the receipts right over it. I don't know.
It's... In a piece of chicken, Riggs?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
That is crazy.
Thanks for calling this morning.
They have what?
Oh, I don't know. Now I don't know her last thought. Now I'm going to think all day. What did Cassie want to tell us?
What was Cassie going to tell us? You can still call or text us 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM. Some of these texts, I don't ever want to eat anything ever again. I will never eat out again or order prepackaged food ever again now because you're terrifying me with these texts.
We're traumatizing our own selves today no good reason.
Somebody texted into 414-799-1037. Mm-hmm. I once ordered an egg roll from a Chinese restaurant. Yeah. I got into it, and in the middle there was a Brillo pad used for cleaning.
Oh, God.
A Brillo pad.
That's the nastiest thing I've ever heard.
By the way, I understand that things happen, and these are the exceptions to the rules.
This is crazy,
but
though.
Still, this is...
That's insane. It's all started because I said I ate a hard-boiled egg out of a prepackaged thing, and it had a shell in it, and it ruined everything for me.
Right?
Now. I cannot do hard-boiled eggs for a while.
And I pulled a hair like dental floss out of my shrimp pad tie. It was gross. Ugh. Who we got
right,
on the phone?
We got Amanda's in Cedarburg.
Good morning, Amanda in Cedarburg.
Amanda? Hello?
Amanda.
In Cedarburg.
We'll put you on hold and go to two.
We'll go to Susie in Oak Creek.
Hi, Susie.
Are our phones... Riggs, do you have the phones up?
Yes, I have them up.
I don't even... Nobody's there?
Maybe they don't have 5G yet. Hold on, Susie.
Shut up.
Who's the third person?
Scott.
I'm here.
See, Scott's there.
The men are listening. They don't normally listen, but Scott was listening.
You know
See?
What? Leave my girls alone. Scott is taking his kids to daycare or his kid. I don't know what city, but he's on the phone and we got him.
All right, Scott, what was the food that was ruined for you?
So this was a memory that stayed with me from when I was a little kid. My mom and I went to a restaurant and we had ordered some tacos. And when she had gotten her tacos, she opened up one of them to put some sauce on it. And ended up finding a live cockroach.
A live one? Living?
Just
moving?
Crawling on the lettuce and everything.
Oh,
the most disgustingest thing ever.
You know what, Scott? I don't need to do keto anymore. I'm never going to eat again.
I know.
Okay? I mean, seriously.
Alive? How did they live through all that? And how did they not see that?
Oof. I have no idea, but we literally left. I didn't even eat any of my food. She didn't even eat any of her food. We just left it there, didn't throw it away.
Yeah, I would
didn't
just leave too.
Didn't call over or anything. Just
no, you just left.
Just
you just bounced out of there. Yeah.
But it has not deterred me from eating tacos, but I do check it now and then.
Good.
Every time I get one, I check it.
Every time you go through them meticulously with your fork and check the tacos.
He's traumatized.
I get it, man.
Of course he does.
I get it.
Ooh. All right.
On the other hand of the side of the coin, bugs are a high source of protein if you're ever looking for it.
Stop.
What they are.
Nobody's
they are.
Eating bugs. Okay?
Thanks for calling, man.
Unless you're on Fear Factor and then you're
appreciate
a weirdo
you
and you're trying to win money.
Yeah.
Okay? Thank you, Scott.
We got a girl on too?
Yeah, Sherry's in Brookfield.
Hey, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what was your
bad...
go ahead. What happened?
I was just going to say, the egg is not that bad compared
right.
to the rest of these stories.
It is, right? All of these stories, Allie's story pales in comparison. Yes, I will agree.
Exactly. The story
at least it was edible. Go ahead.
Didn't happen to me, but happened to my grandmother.
Right.
Years and years ago, she was eating in a fast food restaurant because that was like the big going out for her and my grandfather.
That's right.
Back
it was
in
a
the
big
day.
Deal to go to McDonald's when I was a kid. It was
Sunday
a big
best. We're going
deal.
To Ponderosa.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, she opened up her hamburger bun to put ketchup on it, and there was a cockroach.
Oh, another roach story.
Oh, no.
On the burger?
Disgusting. You know, yep. It was
it
right
alive?
On the burger.
Alive?
And she did. It was alive.
Oh.
She did not scream, but I think she kind of like lost her breath, right?
Oh,
and my grandfather got the manager, and he was like, we can replace your meal. They're like, no thanks.
No, thank you.
Give me my money back.
Isn't that the funniest when they do something that nasty, and they're like, but we can replace it. No, bitch, I want my money back.
That happened when I got the ham.
Replace it. Like, stop.
We'll give you a new hamburger for $5. Right?
That happened.
Said, thank you for not screaming.
That happened when I got the hair. They said, do you want another one? I went, no,
no.
I don't want another hair. No.
What's right,
wrong
right.
with you?
You're right,
well,
Riggs.
Have a great day.
Hey,
you too. Thanks
you
for listening.
Too, Sherry. Hannah is in Franklin.
Hannah, Franklin, my hood.
Yep.
The land of overpriced taxes. Go ahead.
Yes, very overpriced.
Yeah, go ahead.
And on my way to work, half hour away, but so I have two things that had happened.
Oh.
I actually went to a restaurant, and we just had ordered out fish mm-hmm. on a Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got several bones.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen sometimes with fish.
Ugh.
That's a risk you take with fish.
Why?
Why
is that okay?
I can't do it.
Well, they're so little, the fish bones.
Hold on, Riggs.
And I couldn't do it.
In fairness, why is it not? It's okay if it's somebody's fault if I got a chicken bone in the wrong place, but not somebody's fault if I got a fish bone.
Well, it's an animal thing. I think if you miss a fish bone, like when you're deboning it, I think that's normal. But if you find like a cockroach, that's something that somebody should have checked for.
Very true.
All right. Well,
and then the other one was we were at a Mexican restaurant. We ordered some enchiladas.
Uh huh.
We were eating chicken enchiladas. We were eating them, and as I went and took a bite, I felt something hard, and I pulled it out, and it was half of the bone of a chicken leg.
Oh God! Just kind of slipped in there.
I was
disgusting.
Like, how can they not notice that?
Yeah.
Taking a meat, you know, so it was just disgusting. So I couldn't do chicken enchiladas for the longest.
All right.
I still don't.
We'll see.
All right.
And everyone that didn't want to eat breakfast now because of us, you're welcome. You're a little lighter today.
That's it.
You're welcome.
That's it. I'm done eating food. I'm done eating food. I'm done.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so yesterday was a little bit of a shell shock. I did not need a Kobe reenactment when they announced that Tiger Woods had gotten in a serious car accident and was in the hospital. Well, I was like, what?
You mean on the and that was a helicopter crash, and this was just a car crash.
Saying,
he was the only one involved, but still,
an
like
an accident with
an
one
athlete
of
that caliber.
There's only
huge.
Like 10 athletes I would put on the everyone knows their name no matter what.
Who else would you put out there? Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali.
Yep, yes. There are quarterbacks.
Tiger Woods.
There are quarterbacks in the NFL that I think some people don't even know. Like, I think there's a lot of famous athletes that are not 100% known.
Joe Montana, Dan Marino, like those types of guys.
Yeah,
no,
but they're older.
Yeah.
Like a Brett Favre. No matter whether you watch football, you know who Brett Favre is, right?
Sure.
Or Tiger Woods is a better example. Kobe Bryant's an even better example.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got that notification, I was like, what? So now this morning, they have announced that he's out of surgery. He had a bunch of open fractures in his right leg. I don't want to, it grossed me out talking last hour.
Yeah,
you don't need the details about, it's disgusting. You can read about it yourself. Anyway, about how bad it was. So they rush him into surgery. It doesn't sound good, though, even though he's awake and okay. It says it was only one of his legs, not both.
Yeah.
But it's going to, we'll see if he's ever back to golf is what I'm getting from what these doctors are saying. They said he may not have the kind of mobility he needs ever again.
He's had multiple surgeries, back, shoulder, knee, all sorts of surgeries. He's played through them. He's won tournaments and championships on them. Like, there's footage of him in the documentary on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Tiger. There's just two episodes where it shows him playing, and like every swing, he's like killing it.
Yeah.
But you can tell he's like hobbling along, but he's still...
He's struggling along,
but he was younger then. And now I think it's just taken such a toll on him, and this is maybe... This is not good for him.
Well, they said the only good news this morning is that originally they said both legs were bad, and now they're saying one.
Yeah.
So they're saying if you're looking for a bright side, look for that it's one leg instead of both. Yeah. I mean, but I can't imagine. There were people on the Today Show this morning talking about why he didn't have to have it amputated. I'm like,
whoa.
Okay,
almost
now.
Almost lost a leg. That's crazy.
Like, that's crazy, right?
And he was just playing golf with Dwayne Wade and those guys, too. It was LA doing like a bunch of promotional stuff for golf.
Side note, I got HBO Max to watch Growing Up Milwaukee, which is a documentary, amazing documentary about growing up in Milwaukee for three kids. But the Tiger Woods documentary is on there. I got to watch that.
Watch it?
I can't believe I have it. Now I really got
to
watch
it. You have to.
And then I got to cancel my subscription.
Get the most out of it first, though. I'm afraid I'll get made fun of for this.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, you come to the right place, my friend.
Perfect.
It's me.
Perfect. Hello.
Hello, friend.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just here to judge. Go on.
I know. You will probably judge this very much.
What is it?
Are you familiar with Daft Punk?
Yes, like the
electronic.
You had to play a song for somebody. They were, like an EDM group. There you go.
Yeah. This is probably...
That's
one of their
most famous song.
One more time. This one here.
Oh, I know what it is about you getting to the hook. Because it sounds the same the whole way through.
Yeah, it does.
Which is why I get mad about EDM music. That was a good song,
right? Well, that was just their song. But they've been on other songs. Like, they've been on, like, I Feel It Coming with The Weeknd, Daft Punk.
Yeah.
They've been on Kanye West Stronger before. And they broke up. They broke up this past week.
I wouldn't have known because they're that second person on a track.
I know.
Like, I wouldn't have cared. This is not like when NSYNC broke up. This is not like when the Backstreet Boys went their separate ways and came back together. It's Daft Punk.
So this one hit you hard?
Me?
This is the breakup that hit you real
hard?
I'm
okay with it because... I don't know why. It was the end of the world, though, when they broke up.
It was. It really was. And
I mean,
sometimes,
let's be real.
Remember when One Direction broke up?
Oh, the world lost their minds.
People lost their ever-loving minds when they broke up.
I didn't think anyone would be able to take it when the Pussycat Dolls broke up. But surprisingly, we've been fine.
We've been okay without the Pussycat Dolls. Touche. But I was wondering if there's anybody else. Did a band of yours break up at one point and you just were devastated by this? Because some people, you can get really bummed out by a band breaking up. And I was upset that Daft Punk broke up.
Who left rap? Was it Mace? Quit rap to be a preacher? Or
he
something,
did.
And we were all like, really?
Yes.
You're so much better at rap. Like, come back.
Right.
We don't want the preacher.
We've got enough preachers. We want you to come back with Diddy.
We want you in the rap game.
Please,
yes.
come back.
That was a thing for me.
I don't know. People may have bands that they know that have broken up, and they just can't get over it because it's devastating. Your band will never have new music again. You're just stuck with the old stuff all the time, which is sometimes good and sometimes bad because usually their new stuff is never as good as the old stuff anyways.
You sound like you're holding on to a breakup. Listen
I am.
To you. You're like, I'll never listen to music again.
I know. I can
never find a song I like.
I'll never find a new Daft Punk song ever again. I actually like them. They're great.
Yeah.
Get Lucky with Pharrell. That was such a good song.
But you're talking about songs that to me,
they made them better, though.
Pharrell.
Yes.
I wouldn't be like, oh, Daft Punk, we lost a good one today.
But I really feel like Daft Punk made all these songs better because they mixed them.
Why did they break up?
Of them.
I don't know anything.
Because they're 1,000 years old.
How many people are in I don't even know Daft Punk is a
two guys. It's two dudes.
Oh, see,
it's only
I would
two guys.
Never
but they
have known that.
Always wear these helmets. They're like the Dead Mouse and the Marshmallow where they always have their faces covered because
well,
they don't
the
want
hell
everyone.
Cares?
I do. I care. It
Damn.
Broke my heart a little bit. But is there a breakup that broke your heart? 414-799-1037.
Yes, it was a real breakup with a real person, though.
No, we're talking about the fake ones, though. 414-799-1037.
NSYNC it is for me.
NSYNC for you, Daft Punk for me. What is yours? We'll talk about it next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Was there a band breakup that broke your heart? For Allie, it was NSYNC back in the day.
Back in the day.
Although they did do their own thing. Justin did.
That's what I mean. You didn't even need the whole group at the end. You found out one of those groups like, she didn't need the whole group.
It was almost like when One Direction broke up because Zayn and Liam and Niall and Harry are all doing their own thing now.
Right.
Which one did I leave out?
I don't know because Harry's the only one I care about.
Yeah, like they're all doing their own thing so you can get your fix in some way, shape, or form. Not together, but kind of.
We forgot a huge one that our listeners are probably still crying about, and Samantha's in Sheboygan. I told her, I said, this is one of the best ones of the past 10 years.
Yeah. Which one was it? Good morning.
It was the Jonas Brothers.
You know how many people were like, the Jonas Brothers broke up?
Yeah, they did. For a while.
Yeah.
For quite a while.
Yeah.
Until they came back together. And I saw them on their reunion.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing.
Samantha, were you happy when they got back together?
Oh, I was so ecstatic. I went right to Target and I started buying their first album that they came back out with.
Ah!
I was
like,
oh, yes.
Aww.
Speaking of them, you know, Nick Jonas is hosting and the musical guest this weekend on SNL.
Ooh, yummy.
Just so you know.
I'm going to have to watch that. Like, he was my biggest fan. I had 52 posters in my bedroom.
What?
And all the eyes, my sisters, it bothered them. They thought the eyes were following them.
The what?
Oh, my.
When they would come in your room?
What is your favorite Jonas Brothers song?
Go ahead.
Oh, Love Bug.
Oh, Love Bug was a good song.
Well, that makes one of us.
Hey, you asked what her favorite song
was. You're right. I love the Jonas Brothers. I shouldn't say that.
Did you like them before when they were just like on the Disney Channel on the Growing Up Jonas and the band camp and all that stuff?
Oh, I had the biggest crush on Nick Jonas. So, I mean, anytime they were on TV, they had a show, I was listening.
You want me to freak her out and talk about the time I was backstage with the Jonas Brothers? You want to hear about this?
No,
I'm not. We were at the once called Bradley Center.
Yeah, now remember that?
Now it's the Pfizer.
Now Bradley Center's a parking lot now.
Well, that's true. That's true. They ripped it down and built the Pfizer. You're right, Riggs. My bad. There we were, girlfriend, backstage at the Bradley Center. Jordan Sparks was opening up for them. And we're standing there talking to them, the Jonas Brothers. And Nick is just staring at me. He's not saying a word. He's not answering any questions.
Allie was by the deli tray.
I was by the deli tray. And I was shouting out my questions from the deli tray at Nick and Kevin. And then, what the hell's the other one?
Joe.
I just blanked out on Joe Jonas. Yeah. What is
you
wrong with
remembered
me?
Kevin, the one that nobody cares about.
Right? Anyway, they were super nice, but Jordan Sparks was on a standing up?
A little Segway?
Segway.
Yeah.
Jordan Sparks was on a Segway, and they were like all backstage doing their thing, nice. And somebody's like, Jordan Sparks just walked by. I'm like, what?
She's tall. She's taller than you, I think.
Nah, maybe. I'm
5'11". She's tall, though.
But they were super nice.
So the Jonas Brothers, that was the breakup that just destroyed you.
If you want another one, Riggs and I got to interview Joe Jonas, remember?
When he came with DNCE.
He came by the radio station a couple years ago and hung out with us.
Did you follow any of their solo stuff when they split up, like the Nick solo stuff or the DNCE stuff?
Yes, I followed Nick. I honestly didn't really care about the other two. Like, I was all about Nick.
It's Nick. Yeah. He's the Justin Timberlake.
He is, yeah.
He's the Harry Styles.
Don't count out DNCE. Cake by the Ocean was a hell of a song.
Such a good song.
That was a good song.
Even his modeling with underwear.
Yeah.
Ooh.
True. All right. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
All right, thank you.
The Jonas Brothers was the breakup that destroyed her.
Breakup. That was a good pull, and I bet people were like that with Hanson.
Oh, my God, yes. Hanson.
Remember?
What's up?
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
It's very serious, and it affected my life a lot last night. I thought about this for hours.
Okay.
How many wings is too many when eating chicken wings? I think I overdid it, Riggs. And I felt guilty about it all night. I know I'm on keto. I live the keto lifestyle. I eat a lot of chicken wings. But how many is too many in one sitting? No, seriously, just answer that off the top of your head. How many wings is too many? Because you can overdo it with anything.
There is no answer.
No. There is wings? An answer. Wings. How many is too many?
You're talking with the bone-in traditional wings.
Traditional wings, the way I love them.
How many can I eat?
How many are appropriate? Or when should I start feeling embarrassed? How many wings can you eat in one sitting before it's gluttonous and ridiculous?
I don't know, 15 or 20.
Oh, then I'm good.
Yeah.
Dude, I ate 15 freaking wings last night.
Good for you.
Normally I eat like 4 to 8 at the most. And I'm sitting there feeling like I'm sick. I mean, I felt sick. I thought, how many wings is too many? And then I thought, well, you ate 15. You got one left out of 16.
Eat it.
No, I didn't eat it. I was too sick
what?
And full
the
of one more. I was too full. I couldn't. I thought about it. I couldn't. And I thought, is this obnoxious or is it actually normal to eat 15 wings? And I knew our listeners and you would tell me the truth. How many is too many in a sitting? Like, at what point are you now overdoing it?
Yeah, I don't know. The meal is over to me. The American way is to not eat it when, not stop when you're full, but to eat when you hate yourself. When you start to hate yourself, like I shouldn't be eating anymore. But I'm going to eat more because they're delicious.
Somebody texted in, 30 would be embarrassing. 30? Somebody else said, no wings are too many.
Exactly.
You guys are funny.
There's no such thing as too many wings. I don't think it's a possible thing.
Sure?
I really don't think so. No.
I was really beating myself up about this last night. I thought, how many?
Maybe
you know,
the adult chicken nuggets ones, because those are not as healthy, I think, because they're breaded.
So okay, if so they if I were 15 breaded chicken nuggets, it'd be too much.
Well, not for me, but maybe for someone on keto, yeah.
A 20-piece is not enough for you at McDonald's?
I've eaten it. I've thrown down a whole 20-piece before and proud of it.
I'd love your input at 414-799-1037. You can text or call because I ate 15 wings and I really felt gross about myself afterwards. I thought,
don't.
You know what? It's wings, though. Is anyone going to judge me? And that's when I said, I'm bringing it on the air.
The only person judging you is yourself, and you shouldn't.
15 wings.
I don't know why you didn't eat 20.
Because I felt sick. That's why.
I'm a little disappointed.
I would have kept going.
I think you're in the I think you're in the clear. I don't think 15 wings is too many.
I thought I was being gluttonous when I ate 15 wings last night, and I thought, whoosh, that was a lot.
What is Julie on the phone?
Yeah, she's on her way to an appointment near Franklin, so she had to go quick, but she wanted to tell us about how many wings. She goes, don't you want me to tell you how many? I go, on the air.
How many
tell
wings?
Me.
Was it wings? Julie?
Julie? This is not going well.
No, it's not
Julie,
going.
This is
I
like
thought
when
I would.
We were on the Julie. Hello.
Did she tell you off the air how many she ate?
No, she goes, don't you want to know the number?
Well,
said,
yeah, we
no,
want to know, Julie, if you
air.
Would tell us. But you're too busy going to your appointment to tell us how many wings you ate.
What's with our phones today? I'm going to throw something.
Maybe it's
like
Julie's
third
phone.
Person we can't find.
What if we're on mute and she's talking to us?
That'd be even funnier.
One of those Zoom calls?
She's like, listen.
Unmute the phone, Jules.
Put her on hold.
No,
I'll
she's
pick
not
it
there.
Up.
Oh, damn it. I hung up on her.
Oh, whatever. Well, let's read
my
the text
fat fingers.
Then.
Yeah, to 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. If you've eaten an absurd or a ridiculous amount of something, I think probably the most that I ate that I was proud of when I was 13 years old, mm-hmm. I ate 12 Taco Bell soft tacos.
See, now you're getting off into other food. Tacos. 12 tacos.
12 tacos.
I just wanted to know how many damn wings I was allowed to eat without feeling bad about myself.
Is 12 tacos too much?
Yes. That's
why?
Absurd. Absurd,
why? Then I don't
12?
Feel like it's absurd.
How do you eat 12?
Because I was 12 years old and I had the metabolism was through the roof, man.
Oh, here go the phones now.
You can do that when you're that young. 414-799-1037. Somebody said, I eat 20 wings, and in those 20 wings, 5 each are different flavors. That's another good question. I think it depends on the flavor, too, because if they're overly spicy, I don't want to eat a lot of them because then I just, the flavor's just gone. I can't really get it. But if, you know, they're more tame wings like that, then they're fine. 414.
We might have Julie. Julie on
799-1037. Julie, you back?
Yeah, I can't.
There you are.
Hung up on me.
I didn't hang up on you. You weren't there. What are you doing? We got to move on with things. Julie, what is?
I think
how many?
I'm going through some crazy area where there is like bad service. I'm in my car.
That's all right.
What it was.
Sorry,
good. Julie. We were dying to know how many wings you can eat.
Yeah, how many wings did you eat?
Well, I mean, I've eaten 15 wings before.
Okay.
I love wings, and I'm kind of I've always been kind of a big eater, but I only like the traditional ones.
Yeah.
But I can see why she didn't eat the last one, because sometimes you're just like, I can't eat anymore.
I felt sick.
But if they were breaded, I couldn't eat that many.
No.
Only the kind that have, like, no coating on them.
You're way too filling, yeah. What flavor were they, by the way, Allie?
So
what kind?
I had 8 traditional, and I had 8 garlic parmesan, which
when
is
you
a
say,
great question to ask me because people want to know what I eat all the time.
When
and
you
I,
say traditional, was that just, like, Frank's Red Hot or what?
No, there was literally no sauce on them.
Oh, plain. None? Just plain wings?
Because
oh, okay.
I can dip them in ranch.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
But normally I'll opt. I got to get sauces that don't have any sugar, which barbecue sauce has sugar.
So much sugar in barbecue sauce.
So there's
sauce.
A lot of, and I don't like spicy, yeah. So I don't go for buffalo, but I usually go garlic parmesan. So I had 15 and I went, I feel sick. And then now all you people are making me feel great. They're making me feel like I barely touched the surface of what's
somebody
allowed.
Somebody else texted in, Allie, that said 15 wings is
well,
completely justifiable. It's fine. There's
it's
not
the
that much
perfect.
Meat on. It's not that much
oh
meat on
God.
One, so it's really not that much. Think about it. If you peeled
this
all the
normal?
Meat off, if you
15?
Peeled all that meat
yeah,
off,
right.
Would it total one chicken breast, maybe? No, maybe two.
But boy, was I feeling sick afterwards. But it feels afterwards.
Like more. Because you look at the pile of them afterwards and you're like, ooh. Well, thanks for calling, Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
Good luck at the appointment today.
That's right. And everyone texting in saying 15 is nothing. Keith is in Economowoc today.
Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, turn down your radio, please. You're fine. What did you eat a ridiculous amount of? Or did you eat a lot of wings once?
Wings are my favorite thing to eat. And
me
I think
too.
15 is barely any.
See?
Really? So
yeah, I go out all the time in the local bars and stuff by us. I mean, I get 20, 25 at a time for 75 cents.
Let me ask, where's your
wings in Economowoc before? Where do you go?
They're always good wings.
Yeah. Where's your favorite place to get wings, and why is it not Tompkins in West Dallas?
I go to Blake's in Economowoc, and they're 75 cents, and the cook there does a great job.
Mm. All right.
I've been to the Crafty Cow a few times for wings.
Crafty Cow is great as well.
See?
All right.
Look at me acting like I know, so 15, I know your city.
So basically you're saying Allie is putting up rookie numbers right now with 15 wings.
I'm kind of...
Oh, yeah. Those are rookie numbers. I mean, like you say, you pull the meat off the bone and barely eat anything.
See?
See, Keith, I thought 15 was obnoxious because I felt so sick afterwards.
No, you're totally okay. You need to
I need to double that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
You get those numbers up. Buff those numbers up, man.
I ate wings with a guy and I only ate two.
What?
And he goes, what the hell's wrong with you? I go, I'm full. This is the keto lifestyle, though. I'm telling you.
I guess so.
You eat a little throughout the day. But I love wings too, Keith.
Keith,
I'm with you.
You're a great American. Thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
You too, man.
Hey, hi. Yo, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this whole Tiger Woods thing yesterday was crazy. We got this notification. He had been in a single car collision. There were reports that he got extracted with the jaws of life. That was not true, we found out, as more details started coming out.
Yeah, they'd drag him out through the windshield, though.
Oh, man. But this whole story is nuts. So he came out of surgery. This morning, his foundation even released a statement saying he's awake, he's responsive, but he did have a very bad damaged leg is what it sounds like. Some people are saying he had to get pins, rods, screws, all those things to repair his leg. It sounds like he had bones sticking out of the skin. I mean, it's pretty bad. So whether or not he's going to get that mobility back with the one leg, I guess time will tell. Because now he's just out of surgery. The whole rehabilitation, I don't know, what's that going to mean for one of the best golfers in the world? Yeah.
Do HIPAA laws go out the window when you're a celebrity?
No.
Like, should we know all these things? Like, sure, is he saying that it's okay to be like, there's pins and rods? I know that it's coming from their sources.
Yeah, but HIPAA does still exist.
Yeah. It always feels weird when you know so much about us. I don't know. I know friends that have gotten in car accidents, and I don't know anything for days until afterwards.
I had a story happen with HIPAA with me, and someone got fired.
Oh, yeah.
For telling my personal information, and I didn't even know that they were telling people or got fired, and I found out later that a nurse got fired for telling everyone my... Like that I had... I was when
visited
I had,
that You visited that office and somebody knew.
No, I was in the hospital. Having a kid.
Yeah.
And one of the nurses told people when I had the baby outside of the hospital, but you can't do that.
No.
I have to do that.
Right. That's not their place to tell anybody.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. And I didn't realize that happened.
Wow.
And I was like, but you can't tell people what's going on with patients. That's part of HIPAA.
That's what I always worry about when we know so much about what's gone on with Tiger Woods. Like, it's crazy that we know so much.
I don't think we know everything.
No.
We know bits and pieces.
Yeah.
We know, I mean, you have to also have to remember he got extracted from a car with all these people around.
Yes.
I was in a room alone having a kid. You
True.
Know what I mean?
Different stories, yes.
Different stories, but
one of the arguably the greatest golfer of all time, changed golf over the last 25 years, Tiger Woods. It's just shaped the sport.
Oh, he's going to be one of those people that you always know and hear about. Yeah.
Always.
He's like a Michael Jordan.
He wanted to play in the Masters this year, too, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I think it'll be interesting to see how much rehabilitation he needs and if he's able to use that leg like he did before.
Guy's been through a lot, man. So Tiger Woods doing better.
Some of it brought on by himself. We're not going to feel bad for the years where he did it to himself.
Right.
But this we feel bad about, yeah.
Yes. So Tiger Woods doing better than he was, but okay. He's going to make it. Oh, boy. What
you
set
get
you
afraid
off?
When I say something sets me off? You get afraid?
Well, what the hell set you off?
Okay, so it was a stupid reality show. Okay. But I realized how much things have changed with the pandemic and just life in general. We're just different. The world is different, whether you want to admit it or not, okay? So I'm sitting there last night watching TLC, one of my favorite networks to watch garbage reality TV.
The ludicrous channel is what I call it.
I love it, man. And I don't discriminate for reality TV, so I'm watching Outdaughtered, which is a show that's been on for many years. They have quintuplets. Is it quintuplets? They have five and then an older daughter. So they have a lot on their hands. And it is fascinating to watch somebody with that many babies at once. Like, how do you even function?
It's like when that, what is it?
It's a nightmare.
The Octomom? That
yeah.
chick?
Yes, not like as bad. There, yes, but only five instead
right.
of eight or whatever.
Yeah, three less.
So it is fascinating to watch this family. And my nanny comes in this morning on my way out to work, and she goes, did you see Outdaughtered last night? And I go, you damn right I did. She goes, for 1 second, I started feeling bad for them because now we're seeing the period when everything's shut down. So it's a year old, okay? Yeah. I'll be fair about that. And during this period, it's the quintuplets' birthday. And nobody can come to a party, of course, because it's lockdown and COVID, right?
Okay.
And you're watching all this now, and the mom is like crying because their decorations and the balloons didn't come in for the party by themselves at home. All right. So she walks in. She goes, I felt bad for 1 second for that mom. I go, you did? She goes, and then my husband yelled at me. And I go, what did he have to say? Because I knew him and I would be on the same page. He goes, that is privilege at its finest. And he's right, because you've got this couple in like a $500,000 house at least $500,000. You can see it on the show.
How old are these kids again, by the way?
Like five. They turned five.
Okay, they're turning
and
five.
She said her husband goes, they're five. And that next year they're going to be six.
Yeah.
And who the hell cares? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? But to this mom, it was the end of the world that her decorations didn't come in for the birthday party nobody's going to be at. And we were just laughing, and her and I were talking about this morning how it's like privilege at its finest. Like, you're sitting there in this big ass house. You still have a job because you're filming everything. And then you're crying about the stupid decorations not coming in that your kids don't care about anyway.
Yeah.
And it triggered me more because I started thinking about all the times people are like, kids are struggling, and a lot are right now, but a lot aren't. That's my other thing. I'm like, stop telling me if my kids are struggling. My kids are living, my kids wish they could do school from home forever. It ain't happening, okay?
No.
So I find it interesting. I think kids in obviously lower income areas have a lot of problems if they're not in school right now. But my kids are fine. So I'm watching this and I was just like laughing at how stupid the stuff we focus on is. And it triggered me. And I'm like, I don't think I can watch the show anymore.
No.
Because people are dying and she's crying about the balloons not coming in for a party nobody's coming to. It's so stupid, right?
Again,
it's so stupid.
Problems are relative.
It is. It's
right?
Totally relative.
They're all relative.
Yes.
So in that moment, her life is falling apart.
Which is ridiculous. Like, which is crazy that would be the falling apart in your life moment.
Sure. But
that's
it's like somebody
point.
That's complaining about their job. Like, there's a woman going to a six-figure job in New York City complaining about her heels because she has to walk to work. And then there's a guy that makes 30 grand a year at a toll booth.
Yeah.
And he's fine because he's happy and he chooses to be happy. I mean, his problems are different than her problems.
Yeah. Well, so do you agree that people have to go through stuff to have different perspective?
Yeah, they do.
Because I've always said that.
But I think we're all warranted to have our own problems at the same time because
that's
we can get.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Well,
and
it is,
so
though.
So many parents did that with quarantine.
No, it's not.
So many parents did that with COVID and quarantine. My kid's not going to have a party.
And you know what?
How many parties I had as a kid? Like two. Your kid will be fine. They don't care. It's all about the parent.
But we can't minimize our own problems because we know someone else has it worse.
That's
you're
right.
You're
if
allowed
you actually
to
have a problem, Riggs.
But if it's a problem at that moment, then you're allowed to have it, I think.
Not coming. Decorations not coming in is not a problem. And that's what's triggering me.
Right.
That's not a problem. That's not a tragedy. That's not even kind of a problem.
Sure.
That's a stupid
thing. A problem is your child is sick and you can't get them to the hospital or you can't afford treatment for it. There's a problem.
Or you lost your job or you have, I don't know.
And this is why I can't watch reality programming, because I feel like it enables all this entitled behavior of these idiots. Why do we watch these and we fawn over these people with these entitled attitudes and you're just
really
enabling them?
You're clumping a huge genre into one show, and I wouldn't advise doing that right
reality
now. That's like
TV?
Me saying scripted TVs or TV
no,
shows
not,
are
though.
All the same.
That's
what you
though.
Said.
But that's written, though. That's
What's
fake.
Written?
like TV shows or like dramas and stuff that's
right,
written to be like that.
Right, but I'm just saying, look, this is my point. It pissed me off. I'm sick of parents complaining about dumb stuff like your stupid birthday decorations or nobody came to your birthday party. Just be happy you're healthy and alive and have a great day.
Appreciate the little things.
God.
There you go.
I just privilege at its best. My decoration.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.